This is Dakota Datebook for December 13th. On this date, in 1948, a flood of oratory marked the closing of the trial of August Puch, who was charged with the poisoning death of his wife. The jury began deliberations in what was headlined as Wahpeton's most bizarre murder trial. All four principal characters in the sordid drama were neighbors and past or current employees of the local PV elevator. The victim, Mrs. Push, the elevator manager, Mr. Push, his mistress, Mrs. Witt, and her husband, Mr. Witt. Mrs. Witt, the state's witness for the prosecution, was also charged and tried later. Described as a comely mother of four, she provided the cringeworthy details of the case. Her affair with Mr. Push began in May 1943. Mr. and Mrs. Witt and their children traveled around the country with Mr. Push, who, according to Mrs. Witt, wanted a baby. His wife was an invalid with an unspecified nervous condition and took pills that Mr. Push filled with strychnine on successive occasions. Mrs. Witt testified that she had a daughter with Mr. Push. Mr. Witt helped Mr. Push build a ranch house in Arizona, but had no knowledge of the actions his wife and former boss were plotting. Mrs. Witt had signed her name at the drugstore where she obtained strychnine for Mr. Push, making her an accomplice. Mr. Push had previously purchased the poison under a false name and disguise. The pharmacist, suspicious after Mrs. Push's death, alerted authorities. Mr. Push was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison. Mr. Witt signed a statement declaring that the baby in question was his daughter and that he would raise her alongside their other children. Mrs. Witt was tried and convicted of second-degree murder in January 1949 and sentenced to 10 years. The courtroom was packed with spectators, and the crowd was as large or larger than the one that had attended Mr. Push's trial. In a bizarre prequel to the trials, a baby was left in a packing box on the doorstep of Mr. and Mrs. Witt in May 1946. The baby was taken to the hospital and placed in an incubator, but despite efforts to save it, the baby died from exposure. The parentage and motive for abandoning the baby at the Witt home remained an unsolved mystery. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.